Welcome to the Client Generation Podcast, a show where we interview some of the most successful people in real estate to help you understand how to generate leads, build a brand, and convert more clients in your business. Excited for our episode today, talking to a practitioner, Mr. Will Penny of the Penny Real Estate Company. And we're going to talk today about how they have built such a powerful brokerage team that is producing at a high level with, in a really lean way, and just how they are able to get their customers, how they have so many reviews, how they're able to get so much business. So Will, man, thanks so much for stopping by the show today.
Thanks so much for having me, man. It's exciting. I see you all over Facebook and now I get to meet you on a podcast.
There we go. I'm looking forward to our conversation. So give us a little bit of the backstory, man. How did you, who are you and how did you get to where you are today?
All right. So I've been doing this 32 years. I became a realtor when I was 19, just sort of a whim, and I stuck with it. Started our own real estate company when I was 31. So we're coming up on our 20-year anniversary. Everyone's trying to get us to go, KW, EXP, whatever. And we have a lot of Keller Williams, Remax, EXP in our area. And we've focused solely on staying independent and being a small independent real estate company. Got a team of six plus one new person, so almost seven. And last year we sold just over 250 houses, about $47 million in sales production. Sell houses.
That's awesome. I love it. What are some of the top ways that you all are able to sell? How do you guys get customers? I guess that's the number one question I always ask, the number one question people want to get answered. Like, what are your top two or three ways that you get business?
Right. So I've got two things that changed in my life that got me where I am today. 1997, I went to see a dude named Joe Stumpf. Everyone's heard of Joe. I went to his main event in Cincinnati, Ohio. And up until that point, in 1997, I was with Century 21 and I was 28. I was with Century 21 up until that, until 2001 when we started our company. And I was selling about 60 homes a year back then. I became a Century 21 Centurion when I was 24, pretty proud of that. You had to sell 60 houses. I was the youngest one in the state. But I was just grinding. And there was a guy in my office, his name was Hank Thauros. He sold 380 homes. He was by himself. He was the number one unit agent in the country at the time in 1986, actually. I got in 1988. So 1997, I went to a Joe Stumpf buy referral only seminar. It was called his main event, 3 days, and completely changed the way I looked at things. I had all these people. We didn't have technology back then. I had everybody written down or on Top Producer, and I was getting reviews, like have people write me letters, but it was real haphazard. And his whole thing was create a referral only business by providing excellent service and letting people know in advance that you need referrals, that your business is based on referrals and that you need them to help you so that you can provide the highest level of service to your clients and you're not spending all your time grinding to find new clients. So I came away from that and I changed everything. I started keeping in touch with my past clients a lot. We didn't have texting back then. So I would call them, I would send them Christmas cards, but I tried to stay in touch once a month if I could. So that really, really helped with my referral and repeat business. Then in 2009, Zillow came around. So at that point, Zillow wasn't much, except we had heard that they were going to try to put us out of business like Priceline did with travel agents. Obviously, that didn't happen. So in 2010, I got a call from a sales rep. Her name was Elizabeth Arnold. She was the second person to change my real estate business. So it was Joe Stumpf, then Elizabeth. Elizabeth got me to spend $300 a month on Zillow. And at that time, I had no reviews, but I'd been buying all of my toner from eBay. And I noticed that reviews and social proof were becoming really important. So she told me you need to have the most reviews in order to get the biggest bang for the buck from your Zillow spend. So I looked up, there was a guy in my area, he had 58 reviews. I called him, said, how do you get them? He wouldn't tell me. So I figured I'm gonna get more than you in a short period of time. So at that point, I had, 2010, I'd been in the business for 20, 22 years, right? So I had a big pool of people that had heard from me for a long time. So I went back to all my past people and said, hey, can you review me? We're joining Zillow. So I was able to get up to 100 pretty quickly. And at that point, Zillow's algorithm, they allowed people on the find an agent button I'd show up all over Northeast Ohio. So they've since then, they've chopped down their areas so they can still sell spots to realtors. But I was getting, I think that year I had 42 transactions just from Zillow from my reviews. So it was all organic. It wasn't from my spend, just people reaching out because of the reviews. So since then, my entire team, we tell people before we work with them that our reputation's the most important and we're lead dependent or review dependent, and social proof's incredibly important to us. So we tell them that at the beginning. And then throughout the transaction, we're gauging the relationship. And at the end, we ask them to review us. So it's pretty simple. But to answer your question, where's my business come from? From the changes I made with Joe Stumpf, I get probably 80% of my personal business. I still sell about 75 houses a year out of the 250. Maybe more than that, maybe 80, 90, but somewhere around there. My business is almost exclusively the referral, repeat, or people reaching out to me personally from the Google profile and from my Zillow profile, because we've got 550 reviews on Zillow now, which is like the most in the whole state. It's like top five on the East Coast. And I'm really trying to crush it on Google as well. We've got 90 reviews on there. If anyone's listening, get a Google profile, start posting your listings to it, post photos to it. I just posted a photo to Google with my new Penny Real Estate Company North Face jacket on and my Penny Real Estate hat, just a photo. We've had 769 views on it in 2 weeks. Hmm. So I know people are seeing my Google profile.
Why do you feel like the reviews are such a significant part of your success?
Because they're almost better than a personal referral. Because if I'm a person looking for a realtor or an accountant or a surgeon, you pick, if one person tells me use them, that might have been a fluke. But if I go on, if I Google the, you know, who's the best, or if I go on WebMD for a doctor, or then I can see what a lot of people are saying. So I think reviews anymore for young people and old people alike, social proof on the internet is better to me than a personal referral. I mean, when they reach out to me and they've seen my reviews, they're already pre-sold. They're not beating us up on commission, which everyone I'm sure would like to have that happen. Right. And they're already pre-sold. So, I mean, I just have to do my job and communicate well. And, that's it.
Now, what do you say, or what would you say to somebody that's like, well, I'm really not the biggest fan of Zillow. I prefer not to have my reviews there. Do you have other platforms that people are leaving reviews for you?
The reason I got a Google profile, Grant, is because I was a paid consultant for a couple of hedge fund companies that sold space. They worked in the real estate space, and they would, so every month I would have a phone call with this rep and they talk about Zillow. Well, so I found out about Zillow and their flex program early on, meaning they're trying to go to a referral fee based model instead of pay to play. So I figured out, well, if they go to a referral fee model, that's why they've got the best of Zillow now. They created an algorithm to start tracking and isolating the top realtors so that when they get to that spot, they've got the agents to refer the business to because they want to have a return on their investment. So basically, I thought to myself, well, if they go across the country, because they're already doing it in many markets, but if they go across the country and our market gets hit, then what's going to happen is they'll have to get rid of the find an agent button. Because if you have access to agents individually, then how are they going to capture a referral fee, right? So they've got the contact agent on a listing, but in order for them to have a successful program where they're charging referral fees, they can't have you be able to also find an agent on there. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Maybe they're not going to do that. Maybe they haven't thought of it. I can't believe that they haven't, if they haven't. But I thought, I don't want to wake up one day and have all my eggs in their basket They're a publicly traded company. They don't care about realtors. They're trying to do anything they can to replace us, which isn't going to happen, but they're trying. So I think that what I did last summer, not this year, but last year, I hired my nephew to take all of my reviews from Zillow and put them on an HTML platform so that if and when the time comes where Zillow shuts down my profile and they go strictly to houses and a contact agent button, then I think that I'll be in a position where I still have my reviews. So since then, I'm mainly asking for reviews on Google because I don't think Google is going to try to get into our business.
For sure. I don't think so either. There's nothing that would indicate that, right?
Yeah. And if that does happen, I'm 51, 8 more years, I am out.
There you go. So you kind of shifted, recognizing some trends that were happening in the industry with Zillow specifically, and you started moving some of your review requests to something that more or less you could own was independent of a third party.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, how do you promote this? Like, I understand that if you have a ton of reviews, that's great, but it's dependent on somebody going and actually looking for what people have said, right? That's true of any reviews. Like if I go to Amazon to buy a product, I have to scroll down and actually have to dig out the reviews. A lot of times when we're teaching people how to implement video remarketing, just as an example, we're saying, hey, you want to get those testimonials on video. You want to try to document the story of the transaction and tell it through a 2 to 3 minute video. And you want to target market that piece of content to your database, to the leads you're trying to convert. And you want those testimonials to follow people over the internet. Because I think that third-party reviews are, you know, without question, one of the greatest sales tools somebody has. How do you promote it as opposed, or do you? And you may not, but how do you actually push that stuff out there so people that are considering doing business with you have something that you show them?
So I started doing video reviews. I've done a few of them. And that word behind you, what does it say?
On that screen?
Right. So I signed up for Whitley about 2 weeks ago because I thought to myself, I need to get these video reviews. I don't understand how to retarget. I listened to you on a podcast. It solved my problem. And I thought I need to be able to follow people around Facebook with my video testimonials. And I don't know how to do it. I don't want to, the learning curve's too high for me.
Right.
So up until this point, I post them on, I put my videos on Instagram. Then they pass through to my Facebook business page. And then I boost it from there with usually $30 to $50. And so I'm getting 2,000 to 7,000 views. I'm getting over 1,000 through plays on a lot of my views or videos. I'm clicking it for views, not messages, because I figured they're not going to be the type of engaging post, a video testimonial where people are going to message you necessarily. And if they do want to, then they can still do that. But so I just put views. Maybe you'll tell me that's wrong, in which case I'll change it because you know more than I do. And then what I do is I go on LinkedIn and I post it there. And then I use a company called BombBomb, and they are a video like embedded video email service. And I save it to the BombBomb app. And then I go on and I send that to my 2,800 person database. So that's what I do with every video. Now, since I'm your customer, I plan on using Whitley to run Facebook ads and then retarget to them with those videos. That's my goal. That's the reason I found out.
Love it. I love it. I love it. How have you seen that impact, not necessarily Whitley, but just like getting video testimonials? How has that impacted, if it has, some of the engagement or the conversion, or how has that had an impact?
It hasn't yet. I've only been doing it, Grant, for 4 or 5 months. Gotcha. This year, so I go... Not to get off track, but I go to Florida for 2 months a year. All right. So I'm at a point where I have my team is such a good machine. They're great people that my wife and I go to Marco Island, Florida, January 1st, and we come back February 28th. So this past year, pre-COVID, I started doing Instagram and Facebook market update videos, okay? And they were very concrete, rigid, white back. I mean, I sucked at it. And I still suck, but I'm trying to get better. So I was like yelling into the camera. Like, I mean, it was terrible. If I look back at some of the old ones, I mean, I really sucked. So I started doing those and I started having Zoom meetings with my team before COVID. And then I just kept up when COVID, when we had a shutdown in Ohio in March through the end of May, I kept up my weekly market updates. I would do them in, you know, like walking down my driveway. I was trying to add some life into it. I went on one where I went for a run and I did my market update, that kind of stuff. But I'm not getting a whole lot of traffic from that. But I know over time, if you add that to my, I've got hundreds and hundreds of core advocates and cheerleaders since I've been in it so long, and no one ever forgets about me. I'm staying in touch with my database once to twice a week. Plus, on top of it, we have a snail mail newsletter, which is great. It's got a trivia question, all that. We have client events. Couldn't have one this year. Last year, we had one at a microbrew. We had 173 people show up. That's pretty legit. Packed the place. This year, we couldn't do anything, so we hired a pie company, and we sent out a note in our newsletter to, you could order a free pie for Thanksgiving, and you had three flavor choices, and you could come to our parking lot the Saturday before Thanksgiving, and you could pick up your pie, no contact. And then we have a moving truck with it, and it's wrapped, and it's really sweet that we lend to our clients. So they'd have to see our, you know, they got to see our moving truck. So we gave away about 200 pies. Everyone had to call, and they actually drove to our office for a $6 pie, which blew me away. I would never do that, but they did. And our clients are fabulous, and we were very, very fortunate. But I guess the key in all of this, because I'm a very direct person, so I'm not like lovable. I stay in touch with my clients every week. Mm-hmm. Last Wednesday, I just sent a simple text. Hope you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I texted that through my phone to 150 to 200 past clients, and then just bantered back and forth with them two or three texts, you know, when they responded, and that was it. So I do stuff like that still year round.
Awesome. I love it. What I love about a lot of what you're saying is that you're continuing to evolve the way that you do things based on what's kind of happening and what the trends are and what's good. And you're kind of figuring these things out for yourself. And, you know, with a lot of your video content, maybe you're not directly seeing somebody say, well, I saw that video and that's the reason I'm doing business with you, but you're giving people what we like to call an experience to have, where they have a place where they can go read all your stories, they can go listen to all your stories. And that third party validation, when somebody hears a story about a client experience and they get to hear that directly from them even, it's magic for the sales process. Because like you said a little bit earlier, when people come to you, they're ready to do business. You're not negotiating your commission. You're not having to worry about any of those other things. You're putting all of your kind of chips on the table, so to speak, of the experience that you've created for other people, and you're letting that do a lot of your selling for you. And I think that, just at least in my opinion, is a huge reason why you're so successful year in and year out with so much referral and repeat business. And so I commend you for a lot of the work that you've done there. Man, I really appreciate you jumping on the podcast and talking with me for a few minutes. What would be the number one way, if somebody had a question, they're like, well, I got to ask Will this question from the podcast. What would be the number one way that somebody could connect with you?
They can email me. It's Will, W-I-L-L, at Penny Real Estate. And it's P as in Paul, E-N-N-E-Y, realestate.com. Will@pennyrealestate.com. And there's an E-Y in there like J-C.
Love it. We'll make sure that we link that up in the show notes. So if anybody's listening to this, you want to reach out and ask Will a question, you know, maybe about how he gets his reviews, if he's willing to share that, or where he puts them.
I share everything. I don't mind. I was telling you before this, I got a call 2 days ago from a podcast I was on from a young agent in Arizona. And he was asking me about, you know, my Google profile, and I use HomeSnap to optimize it. By the way, that's a great resource, HomeSnap, that for $500 a year, they'll post all your listings. It's really good. And then I post a bunch of photos on there. But in the process of that, as I mentioned, he said he set up a private Facebook group. So now he's got all of his fans from his business page in there, and they see his stuff every day. So I learned from him. So I'm very transparent and helpful. So anyone can reach out to me, and I'll do everything I can. I don't have a dog in the race. I have a local market here. I'm not looking to grow outside of this area. So I'll help any way I can.
I love it, man. I appreciate it. Appreciate you coming on here and contributing for all of our audience. It's definitely appreciated. And I know I echo their sentiments if they're listening to this right now. So thanks again, brother. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Client Generation Podcast. Please make sure that you rate and review this episode so that we can continue to bring you more incredible guests to help you grow your business. Thanks and have an amazing day.